This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Insider here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen and me, Victoria Keevan. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right. And me, comma. It's like I was dictating into my iPhone. You know, I was taught how to do that this last week, Jennifer.
Point.
Uh-huh. Yes, right. You can do all of that. No,
what if you just wanted to tell someone exclamation point?
Yes,
It doesn't work.
Da-da. Oh, you can't put an exclamation point in with the iPhone stuff?
When you're dictating, you say, "Good morning, Doug!" Exclamation point. How are you doing today? Question mark. You dictate the punctuation.
I'm doing wonderfully well. Exclamation point. Considering that I didn't get back here until about 3:30 this morning, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So that's more than we can say for Victoria. That's why I said the comma was there, because I'm Doug Steffen, not Victoria Keelan. Victoria has the younger bungers, as it seems. See, we're all in the same virtual room, and I think, Jennifer, you've been passing this stuff around.
Oh, I only started it. I've been away from it. Yes.
Okay. Today.
I've been healthy for at least 3 weeks, so it's all your problem.
Round of applause. Kara doesn't get sick. Kara's like me. She doesn't get sick.
Yeah, Karen, don't think like me. She's like the Iron Curtain. I think she's better than you, actually, Doug. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Nothing get past the shield.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to today's trending stories. Miss Horn, what do we have?
Well, we're finding out how many people viewed the State of the Union. That's still the aftermath and maybe the top trending story of the day. 46 million people watched President Trump's State of the Union address. That was not the most viewed State of the Union. President Obama's first, I think, might have been, was the number one. However, it was the most viewed State of the Union since 2010, and it brings up an interesting conversation now about how ratings numbers are calculated. I was looking at a couple of different analysts who said, well, 46 million viewers wasn't the most viewed State of the Union. It's a kind of a sign of how we don't really count in people who view on social media platforms, people who are streaming and watching on their devices, that sort of thing. And it may be a broader sense how we're going to start calculating ratings in the future, not just for political stuff, but just in general, because there's so many alternative ways now to get media that they're not all being counted when they give you the television ratings.
That is correct. Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. Yep, the whole landscape is changing of how people watch, listen, and what they hear, too, I think, in the same breath. All right, so there's one item. What else have you got that's hot?
All right, Virgin Atlantic is trending today. The airline. This kind of freaks me out a little bit. They're offering love suites on New York flights. Did you hear about this?
New York to London?
Virgin Atlantic says it's going to feature love suites.
The domestic Virgin, which is now really Alaska Air.
Right. Well, this is going to be on some of their New York-bound jets, and they're only on the Airbus A330, so on the big planes. That'll be joining the fleet in March. They haven't even launched yet. But along with other seating arrangements, these love seats are ideal for dual dining, watching movies together, catching up on work. The seats are located in the center of the cabin, and it's sort of a revamped upper-class seating arrangement that also includes Freedom Suites and extra private corner suites in the jets.
Am I the only one who finds it a little ironic that Virgin is the one offering love seats?
Very good, Kara.
I know, right? I know.
Now, this is Virgin Atlantic. This is not Virgin America.
That's right, Virgin Atlantic. It's going to be, it'll serve England to New York, Boston, San Francisco, and Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the private corner suites will include free Wi-Fi messaging and a barista-style coffee menu. The planes will come with names like Strawberry Fields, Honky Tonk Woman, Scarlett O'Hara, and Daydream Believer. And I guess we're pretty standard, all 19 of the upper class seats turn into beds. Those aren't the biggest story. But yeah, apparently revamping for Virgin Atlantic on their new fleet of planes. I thought you'd like that one.
That good news? That sounds like good news.
Why not? How fun is it to get a private corner suite or a love suite so that you can cuddle, I guess, which invites just all sorts of trouble on an airplane. All right. And finally, trending today, of course, the Super Bowl, right? We're getting very close. Sunday's the big day, the Eagles versus the Patriots. The story has come out of Minnesota, where the Super Bowl will be held, that you better be on your best behavior if you're going to be even in the same town as the Super Bowl, because they've installed a ton more security cameras. And apparently, because of public safety, Minnesota put in 2,000 additional fixed cameras throughout downtown and neighboring areas. They've got 2,000 of 3,000 officers working the Super Bowl that have an app that allows them to broadcast any video they take of suspicious activity to the command center, where 80 individuals will be stationed to monitor the
event. What's the definition of suspicious activity? That's what I want to know.
Exactly right. They'll be from all over the state. They'll work with multi-agency command centers near the arena to monitor Super Bowl crowds and shift resources as necessary. So the Super Bowl security going high tech. So watch out. They're going to see you picking your nose as you turn the corner around the stadium.
All right. One of the subtle side stories or side shows, the focus is not necessarily because of the hoopla and all the things that surround the game. The focus, though, still behind the scenes is, how do we continue to build? How can we get our audience back? How can we get people more interested in the game? Because, as we know, for several different reasons, the kneeling is one of them, people watch differently is another, and then the controversy about the game itself and the concussions, the tackling, the hitting, all of that stuff, all part of why the reason for not having such good ratings this year watching NFL games. One of the things that has been proposed by a company in Seattle is a $1,500 helmet. The average helmet that the NFL uses, sanctioned helmets, cost $250 to $450. There is a new one that has been designed that is being sold as a youth helmet that will have a lower the sense of impact. I don't know how you describe that, but the way your neck and your head take the hit, which has caused, as we know, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is CTE. And I think I told you, Jennifer, that my friend who runs the company in Denver, where I'm going to go later next week, the people who measure brain waves and brain content and brain structure, they're the ones that have found, they've done about 4,500, I think they're based, the benchmark is 4,500 or so, maybe 4,900 brains of current and or former, mostly NFL players, but other football players, college players, and of all the players, when they die, they now, one of the little secrets is that if a football player dies, part of the deal is you give your brain to be examined.
Hey, you donate.
Yeah, they donate their brain. So there is a company called Cardiac Science Corporation that's been racing to redesign the football helmet to make it safer. So they have a lot of R&D going on, and they've come up with this suggestion for college. I can't see this being used on high school players, but maybe college players to a certain extent. And the NFL, it seems to me, ought to, or the teams themselves should be not, I don't know if mandated is the right word, but why wouldn't you, if you knew there was a better helmet around, want to protect your players and also protect the game? Wouldn't you think that would make some sense? I'm looking at this helmet, man. This is, it looks the same outside, but the way it's been designed, it's, the fellow who designed it said it's a shock absorber for the skull. The people who have designed this have included 50 columns that bend on impact under the outside of the helmet to absorb energy more efficiently.
Why wouldn't they do this?
I can't imagine that they would. If they want to save the game, looks to me like this is one of them. This is one of the reasons. There are pictures with this. I wish I could figure out how to post this on our Facebook page. Of the brain damage that's done, the normal brain versus the one affected by CTE.
But
so you can see.
When you think that 99 out of 100 football players have some evidence of what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I don't, the NFL really, it may be even less about politics. I think the kneeling before the national anthem did not help football. It did not help the NFL this year, because that really does irritate a lot of people, whether they support people's right to kneel or not, like I do. It turns you off. So I support these guys. If they want to sit in front of a flag on their knee, well, we live in a great country and they get to do that, but it means I don't have to watch it. And I think a lot of people feel like that, and they just get kind of turned off. But really what started the decline of football's problems is the fact that they just overlook these things, like the CTE, like people's bad behavior. And I think that's why, not to bring it back to Vince McMahon and wrestling and the XFL, but he's pretty smart. He may be taking a risk financially, but he's pretty smart realizing what football, what the NFL is not doing, and putting together a league doing everything they're not, including putting an emphasis on safety for the players. And even though he'll make it a hard-hitting sport, I'm sure he's talked about how emphasis is on the players, and they're not going to be allowed to have these bad paths, and they're not going to, he's not going to send them out there to get hurt.
Right.
I wonder if he uses these helmets.
Well, the helmet is, I think I said it was called the 01. The company making it is the company that has 90% of the market share when it comes to helmets in both high school, college, and professional football. Riddell and Schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T is the name of the company, and their work has been, this research has been done to come up with a helmet called the 01 by trainers and car manufacturers. They're using a lot of the shock absorber technique in a car in this helmet, which I find very interesting. It's a shock absorber, and that's really what you're trying to do. It's very hard, though. Jack, we were talking about this yesterday, Jack Stockwell and I, because I spent a couple of days at his clinic in Salt Lake City, and we were talking about this because this is what a Nooker chiropractor does. He's a Nooker chiropractor, and he specializes in working on your neck. That's what Nooker chiropractors do, and you can't really protect the neck. So the neck becomes more vulnerable. The helmet is working on protecting the brain, and it looks like it does a good job of that, but how do you protect your neck? That'll be the next thing that people who are working on this.
But I think the stuff that's making people go crazy and want to kill themselves or do bad things, that's all coming from that brain damage, the CTE that's happening.
And the drugs that they get them to try to modify that.
It'd be a good starting point, at least if they could focus on that.
I agree. Okay, good. So it's 18 and change past the hour. Negative content, comments on the web, do you have that as a problem? Is that affecting your personal reputation, your professional reputation? Do you have people saying things about you that aren't true, that are embarrassing? Maybe there are a few videos or pictures that you just as soon not have other people see somehow or other. They've gotten up on the web. Well, the negative articles that can ruin your personal life, your career, your business, are the business of ReputationDefender.com. And this kind of thing does happen a whole lot, and I'll bet there are a lot of people who are listening to me right now who say, you know, this isn't fair. I'm not responsible for this stuff. So if you want to protect your good name, get to ReputationDefender.com. Get a free consultation. Call them at 855-432-4886. That's it. 855-432-4886. Or you can go online to ReputationDefender.com/Doug. And get your reputation defended. That's what they do. They analyze, they take things apart and put them back together again so your business and your income is not affected. Help yourself get your reputation back. Analysis is free from ReputationDefender.com/Doug or by calling 855-432-4886 now.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork, not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
The it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
And change after the hour now on the DJV show for this Thursday, the 1st of February. How many of you enjoyed or got a lot out of that big moon that was part of the end of January? Well, we're celebrating the 1st of February Romance Month. And with that, Jennifer and Kara and I have a focus on the celebrities with the... We keep going back and forth into the Super Bowl. There are a lot of celebrities in the Super Bowl ads, it looks like, this year, Jennifer. A lot of people are going to be seeing the Patriots and the Eagles this Sunday, Super Bowl 52. A lot of those millions just tuning in for the larger-than-life, weird, wacky, and often memorable commercials that have been a part of it last year. It was kind of flat, though, I think. Didn't you think
it was?
Yeah,
well, I think we talked about it here. I can't remember what day it was because it all blends together.
Yeah.
But I read an article that they're saying the previews of this year's advertising, at least, look to be more entertaining, more goofy, more kind of traditional Super Bowl commercials with a lot of celebrity pop-ins.
Good.
And less about all of those kind of messagey commercials like last year. If you remember, last year's Super Bowl was just filled with message after message. It's like, we get it. It's a football game. Give me a break. I don't want to cry over your dead dogs. It's making me crazy.
Sorry.
That commercial,
later,
though, that comes on.
That really bothers you, Jennifer?
Talking about.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
The one with Sarah McLachlan, and, you know, you start seeing the sad dogs, and all of a sudden you're crying like a baby because it's just too much for you to handle. Ugh.
Well, some of these celebrities that will be in the spots this coming weekend, Martha Stewart, Chris Pratt, Morgan Freeman, Danny DeVito, Josh Duhamel. Duhamel, him too. Keanu Reeves, Jillian Jacobs, let's see, Bill Hader from SNL, Game of Thrones star, isn't Peter Dinklage the midget?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Vertically challenged is what we call it.
Ah, yeah, let's get it politically correct, yes. Friends alum David Schwimmer.
Oh,
Chris Elliott.
They dusted him off, huh?
Yeah, they did, right.
I haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know. All we need to know, Kara, is that Chris Pratt is shirtless in a Michelob Ultra commercial. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Cancel the rest.
I follow
Roland
him on Instagram.
Roland Shit is coming on. He'll be in there for an ad avocado.
I guess Doug doesn't care about Chris Pratt. Come on, just let us sit here and talk about him
just
being shirtless
a
for
minute,
a few minutes.
Man.
Come on.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's all. We're done. That's all. We need to mentally prepare ourselves to not jump off the couch when we see Chris Pratt shirtless.
I guarantee you, I won't jump off the couch. I'm not even going to watch the game. Where the heck am I going to be? Cindy Summers.
You live in Boston, for crying out loud. You need to watch
it'll be in all the papers.
Anybody
I'll know by the
watching.
Time we go on the air on Monday.
You
I'll
should
know.
Be watching.
All right, musically speaking, at 26 past the hour, Kelly Clarkson.
Also on TV tonight, The Good Place, Mom and Scandal.
Oh, right, we didn't do the TV report. I forgot
I
all about
sorry,
that.
Sorry,
no, 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 do the television report. Sorry about that. I
just
got
told
all
you, tonight, The Good Place, Mom and Scandal.
That's it?
Right. Good Place is new on NBC. Mom hits her 100th episode, CBS at 9, and Scandal is new as Kerry Washington, the main star on that show, takes her turn as the TV, as a director. It's her TV directorial debut on ABC at 9. There you go. Right. Back to you.
So now can we talk about Kelly Clarkson then?
Whatever you want.
The Academy of Recording and whatever else he does, Neil Portnoy, facing a lot of backlash following the Grammys. After the show, he stated that women need to step up in order to be recognized. After a statement, a lot of female artists like Katy Perry, Sheryl Crow, Pink, voicing their disappointment. Kelly Clarkson was nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance, took to Twitter. She said, quote, "A confused soul said women need to step up their A game if they want to start winning. And you know what? I'm not even mad at ignorance. I'm just kind of going to kindly point out, point you in the direction of my A-game album. I recently dropped I think Pink said the same thing, right? Women in music don't need to step up. Women have been stepping up since the beginning of time, stepping up and also stepping aside. Women own music this year. Women, but how many women were at the, they didn't have that many women, but they had a lot of, you didn't have many country winners either this year, right?
Yeah, there weren't that many women nominated. I think Lorde was nominated for Best Album, and she was the only one. And Alessia Cara won Best New Artist, and she was the only woman who won a big category. She was the only one.
All right, so there it is, a review of the backlash at the Grammys. 28 after the hour of the DJV show.
Lot 17% isn't a whole lot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Recently, I was talking with former UFC World Heavyweight Champion Guy Mesger. Guy told me an incredible perspective that I want to share with you. He said, "I had an unbelievable 17-year professional career, but I plan to live to be 100. So, if you think about it, 17 years is only 17% of my life. So, the majority of my life needs to be defined by a whole lot more than that 17%. I loved what he said. And it's true for all of us. We are so much more than any small percentage of our lives. So, whatever you're going through, please know that it's only a percentage of your life. The rest and vast majority of your life is yours to create whatever you want. For psychological support along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over. Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Another half hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria Keelan is off today because she has more than the sniffles. You can find us on Twitter at DJV show or individually at Jennifer Horn, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. A lot of things going on in the world of connection, shall we say. A lot of things I'm looking around. I was reading a lot of things that are connected to technology, and so I'm going to dig around a couple of those later on in this half hour. Meanwhile, today is National Freedom from Slavery Day. It's also known just as National Freedom Day, observed on the 1st of February. The freedom from slavery that came about as the result of Lincoln signing the 13th Amendment to the Constitution on this date in 1865. A former slave by the name of Major Robert Wright created National Freedom Day. Major Wright was looked upon as a great leader in the community. On June 30, 1948, President Truman signed a bill proclaiming this day as the first official National Freedom Day. That was on this date in 48, February the 3rd. And then it has been a part of the landscape since then. And you wonder about freedom from slavery here. And you think, okay, we got rid of slavery. That is, a human being can't own somebody else. But can we, the way working goes sometimes and the wages that people are paid, do we ever figure that that's a certain form of slavery? Is being paid a pittance for your work? Or even when women, is it stretching it too much, when women aren't paid as much as men? Is that a form of enslavement? And is enslavement the same as slavery?
No. Slavery, it's not only not being paid or not being paid for your services, but it's also kind of being forced in with no choice. That's what being enslaved means. I have a hard time saying because you work at McDonald's that you're a slave. You're choosing to work for minimum wage. Now, obviously, there's going to be, in Los Angeles, in California, we had this story that broke yesterday about human trafficking, people forced to work for very low wages or no wages at all. That's slavery. That's when you're being held in, but it's not making a choice. Or even not even making a choice, but just having low earning jobs available to you because of your skill level or whatever. I think we'd be a little overdramatic to call that slavery.
All right. So what are the geniuses in Los Angeles County, the great administrative and political minds, they're doing about the problem?
Did you hear about the story?
Vaguely. I have been, because I traveled, I got stuck, just as an aside for those who heard me earlier say I didn't get back here until 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a couple of, two instances of mechanical failure. So, and both the airports I was in didn't have televisions and I didn't grab a newspaper. So that's the long way of saying no, I didn't hear about it.
Well, okay. So this just kind of, you heard it percolating that they were getting ready to do these raids. But what happened yesterday, and this news came out, actually maybe Tuesday, is that 500 people were arrested. 500 suspects were arrested and 56 people were rescued during a statewide human trafficking crackdown. Think about that number, 500 suspects. The Los Angeles County Regional Human Trafficking Task Force had announced the arrest of 510 suspects during a three-day sweep that they were calling Operation Reclaim and Rebuild. During the operation that took place between January 25th and 27th, they had 45 adults and 11 girls that were rescued. They were basically called Johns, these suspects that were arrested, and now they're going to be sort of sorting through the evidence. The Los Angeles County Sheriff is Jim McDonald, and he said that he's hoping to send a message to traffickers to not do business in Los Angeles County or in the state of California. In one particularly disturbing incident in all of this, in Milpitas, California, which is up in the Bay Area, a man dressed in a full police uniform was arrested on felony charges after he assaulted a human trafficking victim. The suspect was already found to be on felony probation and wanted by the police for additional similar crimes. The sheriff said the operation had targeted those who use the internet to exploit victims. The sheriff said an undercover deputy posing as a young female on social media was contacted by a suspect who then recruited her to work for him in the commercial sex trade. So a lot of these stories coming out about people that are just thrown into this trafficking business. But what disturbs me is the amount of suspects they took in. I mean, that number is not small. 500 people in the state. 510. Crazy. Mm.
Well,
that I would say
strange world we live in.
Slavery, yeah.
Master Jack, it really is. Some more people in the news. Sheikh Saud al-Mojab, the Attorney General of Saudi Arabia, says...
I just call him the Sheikh.
Sheikh Saud al-Mojab, Attorney General of Saudi Arabia, collecting $100 billion from prominent citizens who were detained in what the government has called a widespread crackdown on corruption. The statement said 381 people were summoned as part of the investigation in Saudi Arabia. Some brought in as witnesses, others accused of corruption, released after they handed over significant assets to the government. So basically, this was a money grab on the part of the Saudi Arabian government. The detainees appeared, the release of them appeared to signal a wrapping up of a campaign that has gone after some of the richest people, the most powerful people in Saudi Arabia. And they were locked up, listen to this, not in jail, but in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh, which is the capital city of Saudi Arabia.
You know anything about traveling? That's like jail, Dougie.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yeah. Can you imagine? They just, the king has decided he wants more money because the value of oil has gone down, and they have, the king and his family have been making on average $300 million a year. The king, I'll say that again, the king of Saudi Arabia and his family, the royal princes of Hunga Bunga Lunga, like Al-Weed bin Talal, he's a big, we have fun with the names, but they probably have fun with our names, too. Anyway, so a bunch of these people were just, their wealth was raided because the king wanted more money because he's not getting his average of $300 million a year. That's it. Pretty simple. Down to the bottom line, folks. Another person in the news today, Michelle Obama, revealing what Melania Trump gave her at the inauguration. That's a custom, isn't it, Jennifer, for
the
first ladies to exchange gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle was on Ellen's 60th birthday show yesterday, and she played a clip of the Trumps arriving at the White House on Inauguration Day, where they were greeted by the Obamas. Michelle Obama walked the audience through the video clip, explained what was going on. There was a viral moment, remember? When people were trying to figure out what that was, I remember that. It was a large Tiffany gift box.
Yeah, it looks
and Michelle
exciting.
Scrambled
like
to sort of put it down somewhere before the photo op. Ellen said to Mrs. Obama, what was in the box?
It's a great question.
It was a lovely frame.
What, a frame?
It was a frame. There's all this protocol. I mean, this is like a state visit, so they tell you that you're going to do this, they're going to stand here, and never before do you get this gift, so I'm sort of like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this gift? And everyone cleared out, and no one would come and take the box, and I'm thinking, do we take the picture? And then my husband saved the day. See, he grabbed the box and took it back inside.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
I got a piece of that. I've never gotten anything from Tiffany before, so I'm assuming that they sell a lot of frames. Are they pretty? What are they? Do they just look like a normal picture frame? Do they?
Yeah, but they're pricey. Like the cheapest thing that you can buy at Tiffany for like just a trinket is maybe $85. You can't get much. You can't really walk out of that store with a bag for much less than that.
Huh.
So I would imagine that it's a pretty nice, beautiful frame.
Yeah.
And there's something exciting. I'll say this. When you have the Tiffany blue box in your hand, there is something that is so exciting about having
it. Do you ever get one?
I've gotten a couple, but mostly what?
Yeah, you have. I'm just going.
Yeah, no. Yeah. One was a keychain, and that was nothing crazy. And then the other was like the very famous for a while. It was like really popular when I was around my high school graduation to get a Tiffany bracelet that was like a chain link kind of chunky chain link bracelet with a heart that hangs off the end. And I think I got one of those.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
20s.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. I've never gotten the Tiffany blue box, but I'm assuming it feels great.
Very nice. Nice.
Exciting.
Even when
you realize what's inside, it's a couple $100, which is good, but it's not like Tiffany.
Coming up, sports, traffic, and weather together on the 10s. Or maybe not
Freedom
on the 10s.
I was about to do a commercial.
You can go ahead and do your own.
Oh, can I do my own commercial now?
Sure, why not?
All right, okay. If your company can use a bit of marketing help, if you're finding it a challenge to keep your social media up to date, maybe it's time to launch that new ad campaign. Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Help is on the way. Go to promarketingsupport.com. That's promarketingsupport.com. The U.S.-based marketing experts are all around the country, and they're ready to serve as an extension of your own team. I actually saw this and I thought, this would be a pretty good thing for us to have. We can use a lot of help on our social media stuff. It's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral material, latest digital marketing strategies. These people are pros. They've done it all, and they're ready to serve you at Pro Marketing Support. You need an outsource, single project, maybe an entire marketing function, either or both or somewhere in between. ProMarketingSupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Go to ProMarketingSupport.com. That's ProMarketingSupport.com. Get a no-obligation quote for your next project. See how the pros can help your business grow. That's ProMarketingSupport.com. ProMarketingSupport.com.
Hi.
I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Feel that confidence. Did I say stop saving money? No.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the sports news of the day includes a sad story about a former NBA player, Jennifer. Rajwell Butler and his wife, Leah, were killed in a car crash. That was in Studio City, wasn't it?
Studio City. Local, again. Gosh, we had Mark Sailing in my area. Now we've got this one. At around 2 a.m., Butler reportedly lost control of his Range Rover, struck a parking meter, and then flipped, which means he was going pretty fast, after slamming into a wall. Police officers believe that his car was speeding before it lost control, and they said the vehicle was traveling at speeds 2 or 3 times higher than the limit. Butler
limit
is
along that edge of the road is about 40 miles an hour.
That's right.
Venice.
Butler is 38 and was drafted out of LaSalle by the Miami Heat in the second round of the 2002 NBA draft. He went on to play for the Heat, the Hornets, the Clippers, the Bulls, the Raptors, the Pacers, the Wizards, and the Spurs from 2002 to 2016. Most recently, he was expected to play a second season in the Big Three League. Leah LaBelle, his wife, was 32, a contestant on the third season of American Idol, where she came in 12th in 2004. That was Fantasia Barrino's season. And Fantasia paid her respects on Instagram, writing, quote, "This just doesn't seem right, even saying right now, but rest in peace, baby girl. At Leah LaBelle, I will never forget you, Idol family forever."
Mike Fisher ending his retirement from the NHL, returning to the Nashville Predators. So you're a big hockey fan.
I am, and everybody's going to be so excited. You would love the play-by-play person for the Predators, and I had the opportunity to spend some time with him a couple of weeks ago, and he said, we got a lot of attention when Mike Fisher was on the team and when Carrie Underwood was one of those wives. He said, it's been awfully quiet. Well, apparently that quiet is going to come to an end. He decided to end his retirement. He's returning from the Nashville Predators. In a message to his fans, he said, "See you again. Mike Fisher is ending his retirement. We'll play for the Preds this season."
Why is he ending his retirement? Why did he retire in the first place?
He probably thought he was getting old. He's 37, and sadly in the sports world, you might as well be 110. The Predators lost to the Penguins in the Stanley Cup Finals. He's coming back, and he was playing for 17 seasons. This will be his 18th that he returns for.
Married to Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. It's 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now 53 after the hour on this Thursday, the 1st of February, it's Tech Talk time. And because Victoria's not here, did I say Victoria? Victoria. She's not here either. I am going to be the tech wizard, the tech talker. We have Facebook in the focus and some hacking news that will probably disturb you somewhat right after this information.
The Geek Out. Would you believe me if I told you a software upgrade could make your headphones like Beats, Sennheisers, or Sony's sound better? Maybe. The company SonarWorks has released a plugin for Windows and Mac that has presets for a wide array of headphone brands. Now, the download is called TrueFi, and it takes the known sound characteristics of that brand and model headphone and attempts to improve it by flattening out the sound curve to a more accurate and true response. iOS and Android versions are coming out soon, they say, and reviews of the software are generally great. You can trial TrueFi for a free week and then buy it for a one-time $80 fee. More details about TrueFi headphone software are found on my Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Coming up on 55 after the hour, the Secret Service, Kara, is warning banks about a hacking scheme called jackpotting. Let somebody steal money from ATMs, the first time this type of scam has made its way into our country. To execute the attack, a thief needs physical access to an ATM, using malware, physical hacking tools, or both to take control of the machine and force it to dispense all of its cash. If it works, cash pours out of the ATM like the hacker who won the jackpot. I saw a story about a woman who won $43 million in a machine that was only supposed to pay out $1,200, guess what? She never got the money.
I need to be around when one of these hackers takes over the ATM in hopes that maybe like they'll miss a dollar or two on the ground
or three.
Just like take those.
Apparently, they're finding vulnerability in financial institutions that operate these ATMs, primarily the units that stand alone, you know, in a drugstore or someplace like that, a big retail store, drive-through, that's kind of, when you go to the one at the bank, it's not easy, but if you're going to one or if they're looking for something that will work for them, it'll be one of those self-standing ATMs. There have been six of these attacks in the last week in the Pacific Northwest, all the way down to the Gulf region and up here in New England. Thieves have stolen $1 million on average in these attacks. Similar attacks spread through Latin America last year. It's called jackpotting, as I said. It's also been reported in Europe and Asia. Activity around ATM hacking and jackpotting has spiked on the dark web as well. So here's the advice. Don't use standalone ATMs. And if you have to use one, try to take money from a credit card so you can get your money back more easily in case your account information is hacked, because that's what they're doing. They're hacking the information from the last person who used the ATM. All right, Facebook fans, you'll be happy to know, or maybe not, that they are banning ads that promote cryptocurrency. It seems almost every day, Kara, there's something from Facebook about this being banned or that being stopped, or we're going to cut out this, that, or the other thing.
Well, more than Facebook, it seems like every day there's another story about cryptocurrency, which I still don't really know all that much about.
Yeah, I don't know that much about it either. Jack Stock was trying to teach me about it, and I can't tell you that I learned. Mary, actually, his wife, was trying to explain it to me. Anyway, the policy from Facebook prohibits ads that promote financial products and services that are associated with misleading or deceptive promotional practices. Well, why would that be cryptocurrency in general? There are a lot of people that are using it for legitimately paying their bills. Anyway, but they say they will cut out promotional ads for cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, initial coin offerings, which give people the opportunity to buy new cryptocurrency. They're going to cut it all out. They say it's designed to prevent scammers from taking advantage of users. Facebook highlighted one potential instance as an example of an ad that would be allowed. Quote, use your retirement funds to buy Bitcoin. Okay, I can understand why that might be a little dodgy. So don't use, I guess the underscore there is, ladies and gentlemen, don't use your retirement funds to buy Bitcoin. And you're not going to see anything like that on Facebook. Okay, 59.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.